Albayan Radio presents Actions of the Heart, presented by Sheikh Muhammad Duar.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man ihtada bihuda, amma ba'd. My dearly respected brothers and sisters, today we take another one of the actions of the heart, and today's action is al-mahabba, or love. Loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one of the great actions of the heart, and there's no doubt that the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he travels to Allah azza wa jal with love and fear and hope in him. And love of Allah azza wa jal is considered to be the head, while fear and hope are the wings. So without the head, the body is dead. So loving Allah Azza wa Jal is from the fundamentals of our deen, and it is from the greatest actions of the heart. And the love of Allah is the life of the soul, which if the person is prevented from it, is considered dead. And it is the light which if the person loses, then they are left in the darkness. And many people have claimed to love Allah Azza wa Jal, but they do not know its meaning, and they do not know its signs, and they do not know what effect the love of Allah Azza wa Jal truly has on an individual. So if we were to look at the meaning of loving Allah, the definition is the heart leaning towards Him subhanahu wa ta'ala out of love and glorification and hope. So the love of Allah is for the heart to lean towards Him with love and glorification and hope. So it is no doubt an action of the heart. And regarding the ruling of loving Allah Azza wa Jal, it is a fundamental of the religion, and it is obligatory upon every Muslim by consensus of the scholars. And the servant must do whatever is required in order for them to earn and achieve loving Allah Azza wa Jal, and in return having Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love them. And the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is obligatory, is the love which allows the person to glorify Allah and to worship Him and to obey His commands. This is the reality of loving Allah. It is the love which causes you as a believer to glorify Allah and to worship Allah and to obey His commands. And loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has certain signs which the believer must always look out for in order to see if they are truly from those who love Allah, or is it merely a statement of the tongue that they make. So from the signs of loving Allah Azza wa Jal is that the person loves to meet Allah. So the love of meeting Allah Azza wa Jal is from the greatest signs that a person loves Allah. And that is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith, whoever loves to meet Allah, then Allah loves to meet him. And whoever dislikes to meet Allah, then Allah dislikes to meet him. So having this love and urge to meet the Creator subhanahu wa ta'ala in hope that Allah Azza wa Jal grants you for your worship paradise, this is no doubt a great sign of your love for Allah Azza wa Jal. It is also from the signs that the person who loves Allah Azza wa Jal lives their life with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being everything to them and their main concern. So the one who loves Allah, he gives Allah priority in his life, and Allah Azza wa Jal becomes their main concern, and obeying Allah becomes their main aim in life. And that is why Al-Junayd rahimahullah said, whoever loves Allah forgets everything else. And this is the truth and the reality. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when we look into his life, this was the reality, that Allah was above everything to him. And even though the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He enjoyed and he liked certain things from the dunya, but they were not his main concern. As he sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, from the things of the dunya which are made beloved to me are women and perfume, but the coolness of my eyes is in the salah, he said. For this indicates to the reality that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would love and he enjoyed things from the dunya. He said, from the dunya, women and perfume have been made beloved to me. But he said, the coolness of my eyes, meaning my ultimate happiness, is in the salah. And this is an example for us, my dear brothers and sisters, that no matter what a person may enjoy or love from this worldly life, nothing should be above his love and his concern for his akhirah and for his Lord. And this is the reality of iman. والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.